Abigail from Family First Care. Who am I speaking with, please?
Mona.
Okay, hi Mona, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Good, thank you. So I see you called in regards to two patients, correct?
Right.
Their husband and wife?
I'm sorry?
Their husband and wife?
Yeah.
Okay, amazing. Just a second, please.
I just have a question before we go through all of that.
Sure.
So how they are qualified? They are like, what is the, like the policy and all of those requirements?
Okay, so let me tell you. It's the application process takes a few weeks. There has to be two assessments. They need to collect some financial documents, and then they discuss hours with the service coordinator. Throughout the process, you are going to be in touch with me. I'm going to give you the numbers to call. I'm going to help you try to get through to the county to wait for the approval, which it does take time sometimes to get the approval, but we'll be in touch with them together. I also need to confirm before we start with anything that the patients aren't making more than $2,900 a month.
$2,900 a month?
Yeah, $2,900.
No, they're not. They're just having a Social Security income.
Okay, and do they own a home?
No.
A car?
No.
Any other assets that would be $8,000 or more that are in cash value? Or any asset, any physical asset?
No.
Okay. And you said they're receiving money from Social Security?
That's the only money they have.
Okay. And it's less than $2,900 a month, I'm assuming.
I believe so, yeah. I'm sure. Yeah. I don't know how much exactly, but I'm sure.
Okay. So then they should be...
But then my question is like, because they are like, they are walking by themselves. They are not it's not like I'm helping them with a walker or anything. But I am the one taking them to the doctors with the medications, all of those stuff at home. These are all the requirements for the caregiver?
So that is something, yeah, the caregiver can definitely help with that. But the broker will have to let you know if they're approved by the assessment. We can't approve that. I don't know how they exactly are physically. But when the brokers come down for the assessments, they'll let you know if they're eligible for home care services.
Okay, got it.
Okay. So, can I give you the number to schedule your assessment with the broker for
sure.
The patient? Okay.
Sure,
amazing.
Absolutely.
If you want, I can transfer you over, or you can just hang up and call them right when we're off the phone, which might be easier.
Yeah, that'd be great. If I can call, that'd be great.
Yeah, okay. So the number is 877...
877
550
550
4227.
4227. So 877 550 4227.
Yes.
Okay.
And so you think it seems like you will try to apply, correct?
I'm sorry, what?
You're going to try to apply, correct? You're going to try to see if it'll work. Okay, amazing.
Yeah.
So also at this first assessment that they have with the broker is going to give you or the patient a form to fill out by their doctor. What I usually do is I have someone call them so they don't have to go down to the doctor, and they fill out the form over the phone.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to have them call you. Is that good?
Sounds good.
Like this,
and,
like this, you won't have to take the form down to the doctor, okay?
Oh, perfect. And the other question I have, I know you guys working, because I just asked Elena, you guys working for an agency.
We are an agency, Family First Care, it's called.
Right. So what is the difference with you guys, like an agency, and I see there's the online for the governor program. What's the difference between you guys and the governor program?
I'm not exactly sure which is the governor program, but our agency pays the caregiver for the home care services for being a caregiver. That's where they pay them.
All right. Thank you.
No problem.
Okay, I appreciate
your help.
So I'm going
to have someone call you, but it's going to be from a New York number. So if you don't mind to look out for the call, there might be two separate calls for each patient, okay?
All right, sounds great. Thank you.
Okay, amazing. No problem. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.